Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Day number 67.
67. And day 70 since Joe Biden promised he'd not abandon Americans behind enemy lines, and now day 50 since he's ever mentioned the people he abandoned. It is sickening. It is repulsive. And most of the media, they've turned the page and they're protecting Joe Biden. Caught behind enemy lines. You know, I'm looking at everything that's going on here in the country. And as much as I believed and predicted all of this and what compelled me last year to break my promise to myself, which was to not write another book and write Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink. And I'm in the process now of writing a chapter, an updated chapter when the paperback edition comes out. And I'm doing it because I didn't know I'd be this right this quickly, but I predicted all of it. And this is not a ha ha, let me pat myself on the back moment. That has nothing to do with that. I wish I was wrong. I wish I was wrong because I'm watching the country we all love in a precipitous, rapid decline. And it scares me for our kids, for our grandkids. And the worst part of all of it is it's all easily preventable. The disaster in Afghanistan was completely easily preventable as they watched the Taliban on the march. We could have had the withdrawal in March or April or May or June and July, is that we all saw the Taliban taking over province after province after province. They didn't lift a finger. Then they waited to start the withdrawal. Remember, it should have been based on conditions on the ground. They never should have given up Bagram Air Base. This was not the Trump plan. We could have gotten every single American, every family member, every, you know, the thousands of green card holders eligible to be in the U.S. We could have gotten all of them and their families out, every Afghan ally, maybe not take them into the United States, but we should have. We promised to get them out. We didn't. And now they're getting killed and murdered on a daily basis. Preventable. Everything that we see as it relates to the border similarly is preventable. If we would have kept the stay in Mexico policy, continued building the wall, and continued the, you know, ending the idiocy of catch and release, now known as process and release under Joe Biden, all preventable. You know, now we have, you know, on top of that, we have more people dead from COVID-19 under Joe Biden's watch this year than under President Trump last year. And all Joe Biden campaigned on, the little campaigning he did from his basement bunker, was he would get COVID under control. And he started with three vaccines and monoclonal antibodies. It's pretty unbelievable to me. You know, again, a preventable problem. They could have done a lot better job. Now we're on the precipice. Now the energy crisis in this country, that is impacting every aspect of the economy. And we're all paying more to fill our tanks, heat and cool our homes, and paying a fortune more for every item we buy in every store that we go to. All of it preventable. We shouldn't be begging OPEC. We should be begging Texas and Oklahoma and be rebuilding. We shouldn't be giving waivers to Putin. We ought to be giving waivers to expedite building the Keystone XL pipeline. We have more natural resources than Russia does, than the entire Middle East does. We don't need to be dependent on OPEC or the Straits of Hormuz or anybody else for the energy that is the lifeblood of the world's economy. And Joe gave that up. That was preventable. And hence the economic disaster that is the economy of Joe Biden. By the way, a lot of this is rooted in the high price of energy. A lot of it. And then we get, you know, it's sort of like when you raise your kids. What's worse, the little stupid things that they might do occasionally, or the, when they say, no, I did not steal the cookie. Meanwhile, they got cookie crumbs all over their face, right? I did not have any Nutella, and they got Nutella all over their face. It's ridiculous. And it's the lie. You know, they've been lying to us when they say the border is not in a crisis. They, you know, there's no need to test people for COVID because they're not going to be here that long. This exchange with Peter Ducey and paid propagandist liar Jen Circleback Psaki, you know, about 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. flights with the illegal immigrants into airports in the dark of night. Oh, no, no. We wouldn't refer to that as the middle of the night. We would refer to that as an early morning flight. 2 a.m.? 4 a.m.? I've been traveling my whole life. That's called the red eye. That's the dark. That's the middle of the night. But they want to lie to you. You know, this idea that, you know, we have this supply chain problem and their answer is, oh, that's just a high class problem. No, it's not. It's an everyday American problem. Every American is impacted by this preventable disaster that is the Biden economy rooted in the Biden energy crisis he created. You know, oh, you're not going to get to choose from 15 colors, but you'll be able to find one. I'm like, well, who, what are we going back to Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter gave a famous speech, you know, telling people to lower their thermostats and put on a sweater. I mean, it was known as the malaise speech, and it was very famous.
All of us must learn to waste less energy.
Yeah.
Simply by keeping our thermostats, for instance, at 65 degrees in the daytime and 55 degrees at night, we could save half the current shortage of natural gas. If we learn to live thriftily and remember the importance of helping our neighbors, then we can find ways to adjust. There is no way we can solve it quickly. But if we all cooperate and make modest sacrifices, if we learn to live thriftily and remember the importance of helping our neighbors, then we can find ways to adjust and to make our society more efficient and our own lives more enjoyable and productive.
Yeah, America's just, we're just going to accept this decline. You don't get to choose from 15 colors, but you'll find one, the tragedy of the treadmill. How condescending. Okay, we've gotten used to in America a certain way of life. And when government comes in and screws it all up, the answer isn't just to accept the lower standards that they themselves created. The answer is to go back to the policies that actually worked the first time. And Donald Trump's energy independence, that worked. Donald Trump's controlling the borders, that worked. Donald Trump was believed by foreign entities that if they didn't follow every dotted I and cross T, that he'd obliterate them, that worked. That's called peace through strength. You know, open borders, highly preventable. Handed three vaccines and monoclonal antibodies, same thing. You know, three, then the other lie is, well, you shot $3.5 trillion in spending won't cost us a penny. We're supposed to believe your lies? We're supposed to get the scoldings of every Biden cabinet official? You need to shop early for Christmas in October. In October? I'm not thinking about Christmas in October. Maybe some of you are. I'm not. The tragedy of the treadmill. You got to order your Christmas presents in October or else you're not going to get them. I mean, this they're accepting in America in a rapid decline, and I'm not accepting that. We don't need to be in a precipitous rapid decline. Afghanistan could have been prevented. The border disaster could have been prevented. If Joe Biden knew what monoclonal antibodies were, which are, according to every single doctor I interview, it is doing taken early, people tested positive, breakthrough cases, or people that are unvaccinated, it's working. They just want their one-size-fits-all medicine answer. But Americans aren't going to do it now. If you think the economy's bad now, wait till they fire all these nurses and healthcare workers. Wait till police departments, like in Chicago, lose 1,500 police officers. Wait till we lose 10,000, tens of thousands or thousands of military personnel. Wait until we lose teachers. Wait until we lose truck drivers. Wait until we lose all these other people. Now, you can say this is a debate about vax or unvax. We've had that debate now going on for forever, over a year, the vaccine debate. For whatever reason, let's put that debate off to the side. Whether you like their reasons or don't like their reasons, there are people that are willing to quit, to get fired from career jobs they feel so passionately about it. It's not about whether you agree. It's not about whether you disagree. This is the reality. Police are saying in large numbers no to the vaccine mandate. And so are firemen, and so are teachers, and so are nurses. The same nurses that put their lives on the line in the middle of the COVID shift show and went to work in a petri dish every day and were diving on one COVID grenade after another. Most of them actually ended up getting COVID, and they believe in natural immunity. They're following the science. They're looking at the Israeli study, for example. They're looking at the early results. What was it? The Cleveland Clinic and their understanding of natural immunity. You know, even the founder of the technology, Dr. Robert Malone, says he's the guy that created the technology for the mRNA vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna. And he's saying natural immunity. Look at it, the Israeli study seems to be highly more effective than the very technology that I created. He created it. You wouldn't have Pfizer, Moderna vaccines without this guy. But, you know, don't follow the science. Only follow the science when the science is convenient. One size fits all medicine. I mean, this is now we're at a point when if you think the economy is bad now, if these people, and they seem locked in, they seem like they're willing to walk away from their jobs, their benefits, their pensions, their careers. They're not going to do it. It doesn't matter what anybody says. They have made up their minds. And I've spoken to many of them. And in 99% of the time, they give you well thought out reasons. You may not agree with them. Now, I'm telling everybody, you know my speech. I'm not going to go through my speech again. I've given it enough. I've seen the worst of this. It's bad. Be careful. You know, make informed decisions. Learn about, if you do have a breakthrough case, my next bit of advice after I've talked all about the vaccine, you got to learn about monoclonal antibodies so that you can ask your doctor. I'm not going to play doctor on radio. I'm not doing it. But rather than accept the decline, there's another option. We can go back to energy independence. We can go back to border security. We can go back and save our fellow Americans trapped behind enemy lines, because in Afghanistan, they're giving safe haven to terrorists, which is driving me up a wall. And by the way, it's even gotten worse, because now we're learning that the Taliban leaders are handing out cash and plots of land to families of suicide bombers that killed U.S. soldiers. How professional and businesslike of them. That's, you know, we could go back and rescue the people Joe abandoned. We could be energy independent. We can lower the price of energy, which will be a big relief for our economy, a big relief for the supply chain problem. You know, what are we going to do with Taiwan and China? Because China, they're not only talking about reunification, they're planning it. It's going to happen. It's, you know, the idea that the Biden administration is accepting that Iran is going to be nuclear armed. That's unacceptable. This is America in its most dramatic, precipitous, preventable decline ever that I can think of. None of this pain is necessary. And these lectures only piss off the American people. And it's not going to end well politically for the Democrats, I'll tell you that.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour, news you'll never get from the media mob. But all the crises that we're now facing, all are preventable. Now, Afghanistan's a little more complicated because when we had the window of opportunity in March, April, May, June, and July, as the Taliban was taking over larger and larger geographical percentages of the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan, we missed our window. But we still can go back and save our fellow Americans. I'm sorry. It is unacceptable as an American to leave Americans behind. And while we're there, we may want to take our equipment back with us. As it relates to the border, it's simple. These are solutions. I'm not just bitching and moaning and groaning. Go back to the Stay in Mexico policy. Now, the courts ordered them to do it, but they won't. Go back to building the wall and end this insanity of process and release and late night or, you know, mid-morning flights or early morning flights, as Jen Psaki lectures us. We can fix that. As it relates to COVID, now that we have breakthrough cases, maybe the example of Ron DeSantis in Florida would be a good one to follow. And that is, okay, he at once breakthrough cases showed up, he started setting up Regeneron or monoclonal antibody centers. And then Joe Biden mentioned it for the first time, what, 3 weeks ago? Never mentioned it once before that we could find. He set them up all throughout the state of Florida to help the fully vaccinated and the unvaccinated get early treatment that is being proven of very effective. The one therapeutic that I haven't heard one liberal even complain about. We can solve that problem. You can solve the energy problem by getting energy from Texas and Oklahoma and North Dakota and Alaska and, for example, rehiring the workers that were fired on the Keystone XL pipeline and open up our pipelines again. That will help our economy. That will have the single most dramatic impact on our economy now that Senator Barrasso is saying we're now using more oil from Russia than Alaska. How stupid is Joe Biden? All of these problems can be solved and solved quickly. Now, if you read the Washington Post, they say an American should lower their expectations and accept Biden's supply chain crisis. Oh, we're going to accept the lectures that we should shop for Christmas presents in October. We're going to accept the snotty response of the tragedy of the treadmill. You know, we should buy the lie. $3.5 trillion won't cost the country a penny. We should take the lecture. Well, you won't get 15 colors to choose from, but you'll get one at least. You know, this is a high-class problem. 2 a.m. flights, 4 a.m. flights. That's not in the middle of the night. That's an early morning flight. The border's not a crisis. Oh, by the way, we don't need to test illegal immigrants. They get preferential treatment because they're not going to be here very long. They're just being lying to us. Now the Washington Post, trying to run interference for all things Biden, is saying, well, Americans should try to lower their expectations. Why? You know, now it's trending all over the place. Hashtag empty shelves Joe. Why? We can solve every one of these problems. I know, but then we'd have to put up with those mean tweets if Donald Trump were president again. How the vapors. Oh, what's worse, the mean tweets or poor Americans, middle class Americans, now paying more to fill up their gas tanks, heat and cool their homes, and paying more for every freaking thing that they buy in every store? You choose. You know, what's worse, Taiwan having to deal with Chinese fighter jets flying into their airspace all day because Joe Biden won't say a word? What's worse, helping Vladimir Putin supply the lifeblood of the world's economy, energy to our Western European allies, driving them into the arms of Putin and making Putin and Russia rich again? Why? Because Joe's compromised. The Bidens are compromised because of Hunter. Just like they're compromised with China because of Hunter. All of this is preventable. Now we're headed towards inflation, stagflation, and we got a government bragging about, well, we're going to change the policy. We're not going to monitor every $600 transaction, but if you have any more than $10,000 a year or more in transactions, then we'll monitor every aspect of your life. Why? Because we want to squeeze $7 trillion out of the American people. By the way, this isn't going to affect me. I'm just telling you right now. Because I already received this treatment. It's called the Hannity treatment. Every year, my file gets pulled. That's why I don't have one accounting firm. I have two that does my taxes. And the mantra is pay it, pay it, pay it, pay it, pay it, pay it. Because, you know, we have a dual justice system in this country. And I know what the consequences would be if I was $2 off my tax bill. Grocery store shoppers now, you know, FoxNews.com at a great, they went to Washington, D.C., a suburb. And people said, I can't afford half the stuff. It's outrageous. People are feeling it everywhere. And again, it's preventable. A California port director citing consumer demand as supply chains disruptions carry on. They give in to the unions now, and the unions now dictate that they can't automate some of the means of, that we have available of unloading the cargo off these ships. It's unreal. Wall Street Journal, behind the energy crisis, fossil fuel investment drops and renewables are not ready. Ron DeSantis, by the way, he's offering Florida, saying, hey, you can't get these, your ships unloaded, come to Florida. I'll do it. I'll get it done fast. White House now, oh, we might bring in the National Guard. We don't have enough National Guard troops. We now have a record number of container ships waiting off ports in Long Beach and Los Angeles. It was a picture I saw somewhere of IKEA, one of these IKEA stores. The place is like half empty because of the supply chain issues. And America is now more dependent on foreign oil under Biden than ever before. And Biden's answer is to beg Russia and to beg OPEC to produce more oil. Now, it's about to get worse because now we're going to have the Biden vaccine mandate. And this is not an issue involving vax or don't vax. It's just not. We've had that debate. I've given my advice ad nauseum on this program about taking this sucker seriously and my belief in science. But you have people in the military. You have cops, firemen, teachers, nurses, frontline healthcare workers. They've made their minds up. And a lot of the hesitancy has been created by the ever-changing standards of the CDC, the NIH, and the mixed messaging. That's right, from Joe and Jill Biden themselves. Yeah, let's put on a mask, fully socially distant, fully vaccinated, outside while we're visiting Jimmy Carter. And then we'll take it off inside where there's no social distancing. And we're among older people. People are sick and tired of it. One mask, no mask, two masks, three masks, a mask in perpetuity, vax or mask. Now it's vax and mask and booster shot. Well, how are all these people going to all these football games and packing stadiums and they haven't turned into the super spreader events that Fauci told us they were going to be? What's going to happen when tens of thousands of our military say, no, thank you. I'd rather give up my pension. Give up my benefits, give up my retirement, and move to another job. That's how strongly, again, we're not debating the issue vax, don't vax here. These people have made up their minds, and now they're going to get fired. You think our economy's bad now? What's going to happen when they get fired? And then who will hire them based on the mandates for companies? Under the administration guidance, by the way, they're now going to put massive, massive fines on Navy personnel that don't go along with the mandate. Those guys are all going to quit. They're not going to work for free. They're not going to do it. These are people that risk their lives. In Chicago, they're going to lose maybe up to half their police force. It's already a disaster in a war zone in Chicago. This would be like the Chicago Bears benching their entire team. Suburban Chicago sheriffs say no to offering aid to Chicago after the vaccine mandate showdown. You know, and by the way, God forbid if you have a deeply held religious belief, religious exemptions now are you know, it's going to be hard for people to get them. They got this new variant, by the way, on the way. It's called the AY.4.2 strain. That's all I know what they call it. And it's showing up in Great Britain. Now, why does that raise alarm and sirens in my head? Because Delta was in Great Britain before it was here. And it was like 6 to 8 weeks where Great Britain got whacked and whacked hard. Just like Florida went through a few weeks, then Ron DeSantis set up the Regeneron centers. Then finally Joe Biden mentions Regeneron and monoclonal antibodies, and then he rations it even though we don't have a shortage of it. Nobody talks about, oh, that's working for people that are unvaccinated and it's working for people that are vaccinated. In other words, if you have a breakthrough case, what are you supposed to do then? How come they don't inform people about monoclonal antibodies? Not to tell them what to do. I'm not playing doctor. But if you hear it enough from me, you'll be smart enough to ask an informed decision of your doctor. Just like on the vaccine and my advice there. Department of Labor don't want employers to notify them if a worker has an adverse reaction to the COVID vaccine. Really? You got to be kidding me. What happened to follow the science? You know, Chicago Alderman Brian Hopkins, we can't afford to lose 1,000 cops over this vaccine mandate. 127 Washington State police employees terminated for refusing to comply with the vaccine. They have huge crime problems there, too. Seattle cops and firefighters are now feeding the homeless after they got fired because of the vaccine mandate. Senator Inhofe demanding the Pentagon halt the COVID vaccine mandate for the troops because we could lose tens of thousands of our military. Now, you can sit there and argue, you need to get the vaccine, to get the lecture and scold people like Biden has been doing and Fauci has been doing. But in the end of the day, I don't think you're going to convince people at this point. They seem pretty locked into their positions to me. And I don't think that, you know, Anthony Fauci has any credibility left with the American people. And yet we have more people dead this year than last year. My advice stays the same. He's smart. Educate yourself. Take it seriously. Research. Look at your own underlying health conditions, current medical condition, medical history. Talk to your doctor, doctors, people smarter than me. By the way, In-N-Out Burger, I love that place. They said in San Francisco, we're not going to become your vaccination police. City closed their In-N-Out Burger because they weren't going to check to see if everyone was vaccinated. Good grief. Do they even allow drive-up purchasing? New York City to require vaccinations for all public employees. 40% haven't done it. Let's see what happens. Southwest Airlines, they got the message and they dropped their plan to get rid of unvaccinated staff. Supreme Court, they don't, you know, under John Roberts, they don't want to do anything worthwhile. Take on any hard position. Now Chicago's trying to take away the benefits to officers that choose to retire, that are eligible to retire, that earned retirement benefits. They're going to try and steal their retirement benefits. Punitive, you know, measures because people think differently than you. I believe in science. I do. But it's people made up their mind here. The country's had this debate. And people are, they are passionate about their position. So now what are you going to do? You're going to fire them and screw up the economy even more? It's unbelievable. This high-class problem, as the White House is calling it. Oh, okay. Well, the maker of Crest toothpaste and Tide laundry detergent said they're raising prices yet again, joining a list of manufacturers passing the rising cost of raw goods on to consumers. Procter & Gamble comes as some measures of inflation already are stuck at 30-year highs. Procter & Gamble, you know, have to hike prices on things like Gillette razors, Oil of Olay creams, and Oral-B toothbrushes. It's everything we're buying we're paying more for. U.S. State Department explains preferred pronouns, though. This is International Pronoun Day. That's where the government's at. Biden's approval. Get this, Quinnipiac. This is fascinating. Now down to 37, 52% overall. By the way, want to know what percentage of Republicans that they asked in this poll? Only 23%. That's it. 23%. You know, one, the Biden nominee has refused to give the Senate her thesis on Karl Marx. I wonder why. Just 23% of Republicans, and he's at a 37% approval rating. I wonder what the real approval rating is. You know, it's unbelievable. All of this is preventable. Conservatism works. Liberty, freedom, capitalism, our Constitution works. Low taxes, limited government works. Less bureaucracy works. School choice would work. Law and order works, so you can pursue happiness, right? Healthcare solutions should be done by the free market. That works too. Energy independence, that works also. That lowers the price of everything. Secure borders work. Constitutionalists on the bench work. Free and fair trade works. Peace through strength works. It all works. We can solve it all. But they won't.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.